To say Sean felt stressed was a huge understatement. Give him a cliff to scale or a bar brawl to break up? Hell, give him a freight train to try to outrun. Anything but having to pull off being the best man for his brother Finn's wedding, including, but not limited to, keeping said brother from losing his collective shit. It's not like Sean didn't understand. Getting married was a big deal. Okay, so he didn't fully understand, not really, but he wanted to. He really did. And how funny was that? Sean O'Reilly, younger brother, hookup king extraordinaire, was suddenly tired of the game and found himself aching for his own forever after. "We almost there?" Finn asked him from the back seat of the vehicle Sean was driving.
"Yep.
And you double-checked on our reservations?"
"Yep."
"No, I'm serious, man," Finn said. "Remember when you took me to Vegas and when we got there, every hotel was booked and we had to stay at the Magic O Motel? Man, a guy screws up one time. We had a stripper pole in our rooms, Sean." Sean sighed. "Okay, but to be fair, that was back when I was still in my stupid phase. I promise you that we have reservations, no stripper poles. I even double and triple checked, just like you asked me 101 times. Prue, I hope you realize you're marrying a nag." Prue, Finn's fiance, laughed from the shotgun position. "Hey, one of us has to be the nag in this relationship, and it isn't me." Sean held up a palm, and Prue leaned over the console to give him a high five.
"Just so you know," Sean said to Finn, "I didn't pick this place. Your woman did."
"True story," Prue said. "The B&B is closed to the public this entire weekend. Sean booked the whole place for our bachelor slash bachelorette party weekend extravaganza."
"I superheroed this thing," Sean said.
Finn snorted and let loose of a small smile, because they both knew that for most of Sean's childhood, that's what he aspired to be, a superhero. Sans tights, though. Tights had never been Sean's thing, especially after suffering through them for 2 seasons in high school football before he'd mercifully cracked his clavicle. After that, he'd turned to fighting, and not the good kind either. Finn, physically older by 7 years, mentally older by about 100, had single-handedly saved Sean from just about every situation he'd ever landed himself in. Thanks to Finn, there'd been a lot fewer situations than there should have been, and it hadn't been for lack of trying. Fact was, everyone knew Sean had taken the slowest possible route on his way to growing up, complete with plenty of detours, but he'd hit his stride now, or at least he hoped so, because Finn was counting on him in a big way over the next week, and Sean had let him down enough for a lifetime. He wouldn't let him down now. Sean pulled into the B&B's parking lot and turned to face the crowd he'd driven from San Francisco to Napa. And he did mean crowd. They'd had to rent a 14-seat passenger van to fit everyone, and he was the weekend's designated driver. Oh, how times had changed. "Ready?" he asked. Finn nodded. Prue was bouncing up and down in her seat with excitement. Willa, her BFF, was doing the same. Keen, Willa's boyfriend, opened the door for everyone to tumble out. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, and the rolling hills of Napa Valley were lined with grapevines for as far as the eye could see. Not that they could actually see them right now. It was late, pitch dark, and rain had been pouring down steadily all day, which didn't detract from the beauty of the Victorian B&B in front of them. It did, however, detract from Sean's eagerness to go out in the rain to get to it, though. Not Prue and Willa. The two raced through the downpour, laughing and holding hands with Elle, Colby, Kylie, and Tina, the rest of Prue's posse, moving more cautiously in deference to the preservation of their heels. Sean, Finn, and Finn's posse, Archer, Keen, Spence, and Joe followed.